Shirley. Hi.
Hi. I have a question for you about my ceramic tile.
Yes, ma'am. What is it?
I don't like it. It's hard to keep.
I don't like it. Okay, now.
No.
Where is this tile? Tell me where it is.
The crazy woman, she put it everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
I put it in my kitchen and my den and a bag.
Okay, now, is it on the floor only or is it on the wall?
It's on the floor.
Okay. All right. And what don't you like about it?
Well, it's too light.
Okay.
I thought it was a little darker, you know, in the store, and it's too light. Now, my son is in real estate, and he said I should have it sealed. Well, they didn't tell me when I bought it that I'd need to have that done, and I had somebody come out and price it, and they said it would have to be cleaned and sealed, and that would have to be done every 3 years.
Oh, we're talking about the grout now, not the actual tile.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Okay. All right. So let me just stop you here a second. So do you actually like the tile? It's just that you're not happy with the grout.
I don't like any of it. Can I stain that?
Well, here's what you can't. Okay, here's what you can't do successfully. You can't really do anything to the tile. That I would consider that would last, because it probably has a glazed surface, right? In other words, it's a little shiny.
It isn't. I bought it at Home Depot, and it is a real shiny. No, it isn't.
Okay, so but it might have a little bit of glaze to it. Well, do you have any of it that goes into a closet? You know, like.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, here's what you can do. You can always test it. You can actually. I know this sounds crazy. You can just use regular wood stains, you know, just like you're going to stain wood that has an oil base.
Yeah.
And you can, like, get a honey color. I don't care what color stain you get. You know, it comes in different colors.
Uh-huh.
Buy some of the stain, and I know this sounds nuts, but actually go into the closet and actually take and stain one of the tiles.
Yeah.
Yeah, just and then see if the stain penetrates in. If the tile's glazed, believe me, the stain's not going to go anywhere. I mean, the stain will dry on the surface of the tile, but after a day, if you take like an old towel, like a cotton towel, and you rub and you rub really hard, you'll rub the stain right off the glaze. But if you have like a terracotta tile, which is what I consider, I kind of call those like the Mexican tiles.
No, I don't.
Okay, they're really popular in the Southwest because since they don't have freezing weather there, it's a softer tile, and those tiles, actually, the stain will soak into the tile. But something tells me you don't have that. I don't think you do. All right, but anyway.
After I do this, can I get a shine on that?
Well, you can. I mean, but this is craziness. I mean, you can do it. You can actually, if you can actually take water-based urethane if the tile's clean, and you can coat the tile with water-based urethane just like you would coat a hardwood floor. And the urethane is so sticky, it will stick to the tile. But now what's happened is you've basically taken a non-maintenance surface and turned it into one that requires periodic maintenance, meaning you would have to re-urethane the floor every so many years. And the problem is you don't want to put this urethane, in my opinion, on the grout. So you can imagine how hard it would be to sit there and put urethane on each tile.
Oh, okay.
Now, the grout, you can get the grout clean and keep it clean easily with just using oxygen bleach. That's not a problem. But since you don't like the tile, who cares? You know, you want to get rid of the whole floor.
Yeah.
So I think you ought to just take all the floor out, be happy, and put in whatever you want. I mean, I know it sounds nuts.
That's what I was thinking about doing.
Well, do it. Just, you know, the old Nike commercial, just do it.
Do you know for sure that they have to have this done or that I would have to have it cleaned and resealed every 3 years?
Well, no. See, in other words, that's what I was trying to tell you. I have my own kitchen floor is tile. It's been down for 18 years. I have never sealed the grout. It's not an issue. My kids are the sloppiest kids on the planet. They spill iced tea. My grout looks a mess. But whenever I get the feeling, I just take some of my stain solver, mix it up, pour it on the floor, and 10 minutes later, the grout looks brand new. So, I mean, it's easy to clean grout. It's not an issue. It's not a problem.
Oh.
And I don't like to seal the grout because some grout sealers actually attract dirt. Not all of them, some of them. So
yeah.
I don't want to have a sealer down. I don't want to be bothered with it because I already know I can get the grout clean in 10 minutes. It's not an issue.
Well, this I couldn't even...
So you don't have to seal it.
I had to get a scrubber to scrub my floor, you know.
Yes.
You can't even wipe it up.
Well, but my stain solver will clean it. So go to stainsolver.com and you can do it, Shirley. It's that simple. Thanks for calling. We've got to take another quick call. And then if you have any other questions, feel free to give us a call back.